Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Whenever people say, it's just blood, what's the big deal? I just cringe. I don't like blood. I don't know how you saw this and you just kept your composure and kept drinking your beer.
I actually saw him again over the weekend here. And the good news is he kept it, so that's good.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, so when we were man camping, you know, there's always somebody there while you're man camping that wants to play with their hatchet just a little bit too much. Mm. I don't know what it is. You know, when you look over and somebody is chopping at wood and the fire is already burning, it's burning totally fine, but somebody is chopping wood to the amount that they're sweaty while they're actually doing it. Like, somebody's gotten obsessive about something and they should let that go. It's not a habit for me anyways.
Right,
so this time around, that was Jim. Jim was working the hatchet. He was, you know, tending to the fire and all those things. And then it came time for Jim to do a dinner. And this year he was like, I'm stepping it up. I got a big plan for it, all that. He's making some bison wraps or whatever. Not 30 seconds into prepping the food, you hear, oh boy. And he's filleted his finger.
Ew.
Yeah, like right. Oh, and I mean, like a good strip, like like an inch of it. And it's not like a nick where it's like, you know, certainly deep or whatever. It's a fillet. So it's like a flap. He's got a flap on it. He's not going to the hospital right now at this point. We're in the middle of the woods.
Okay.
We're having a good time. We're drinking. It's dinner time.
Yeah.
So we just threw some paper towels on it and wrapped it with electrical tape.
Yeah.
And then, you know, went on about our night. Frankly, I forgot. I mean, dinner was good. He made it, all that. Later on, it's bedtime and pretty much everybody's tied it on. I'm, believe it or not, the most adult of this group when it gets late.
Seems far-fetched.
Yeah, and okay. Dangerous, uh-huh. Right. But I have to pick all these things up. I look over at his hand, and seriously, the wrap around his hand, it's the size of, like, I don't know, like a beer bottle bottom. It's large around his index finger. I re-wrap the hand and then send him off to bed and say, keep it elevated, man. Would have been good to know. If you had a first aid kit, we definitely would have taken care of that. If he was a kid, stitches. If he was in town, definitely. But given the fact that it's a flap, again, not much they could do.
Just you saying a flap,
yeah.
It makes me...
For 2 days, we wrapped it like that in the woods because, again, he just didn't want to leave and go to the clinic or whatever. It was a massive amount of blood. He actually told me yesterday at the barbecue, he's like, yeah, I wasn't sure I was going to wake up. I was like, what?
Right.
Yeah, like bleed it out. Sometimes things just bleed, man, a whole lot. You don't want to give them up.
I'm trying to think about it. The most amount of blood you ever saw. I mean, I always go back to the slip and slide incident, but that was a lot of blood.
Mm.
I was in college, and we had come home from the bar one night, and we decided we were going to go slip and sliding, as, you know, mature adults in college do.
Of course.
But we, like, set up the slip and slide down the hill outside of our townhouses where we all lived, mm-hmm. All the fraternities and the sororities.
Turn up the DMX and open the windows at the townhouse.
That's party, you know? And you know me, I'm first.
Yeah, what a great idea.
Yeah. But also, like, when you set up the slip and slide down the hill is where all the guys used to throw their broken beer bottles.
Oh, good.
So I went down first, had a broken Budweiser bottle in my leg. I stood up. I just pulled it out. Like, I was so, you know, I had my beer goggles on at that point.
Right.
And it was just blood. Everywhere blood.
Nice.
Oh, and it was disgusting. That was probably the most amount of blood I've ever seen on myself.
Yeah, and it's free-flowing. That's the thing, too. Like, on your leg, you don't know what they hit, right? So when you see blood, your first reaction is, if it's just a little, what do? You stick your finger in your mouth, right? If it's anything more than that.
No. This wasn't a little. This was, like, you could see the insides.
Oh,
out.
Nice.
It was a lot.
Yummy.
The most amount of blood you ever saw. What happened? 1-800-330-9999. I'm going to cringe this whole time. I know it. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. What's the most blood you ever saw? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Sometimes it looks worse than it is,
yeah.
And sometimes it's just really bad.
It's funny, you know, when Jim cut his finger camping, my buddy, it bled like crazy for a couple days, but he played it off like it was no big deal. He was a Marine, so, you know, I trusted him. Saw him over the weekend, he was like, yeah, it still hurts. That was 3 weeks ago.
Brenda wrote on our Facebook page, my 3-year-old son was jumping from his bed to his twin brother's bed.
Oh, boy.
He didn't make it. Hit his forehead on the iron rail. Couldn't see his face. There was so much blood. Two layers of stitches. Oh, gosh. Oh,
inner and outer layer. That's saying something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that tells you it was a bad day.
1-800-330-9999. Davina, what happened?
Oh, my God. So my friend and I, we were going in the subway, station, and she slammed her hand in the door, and her finger literally came off.
Oh.
So much blood. Oh, my God.
Oh, she lost a finger?
Wait a minute. Wait, so what kind of door? Like the subway door closed on it? The cab door? So, what happened?
So you know how they have the gates, right? So
yeah.
We didn't have enough money, so we were trying to get on the train, and we were rushing. So we got in the subway door for free, and she was running, and she slammed her finger in the door, her hand, actually,
yeah.
And her finger came off.
Oh, my God. I can't even think about it.
Those are serious gates.
What do you do?
Scream?
Yeah, like, what do you do?
I mean, you got to get a towel.
You pick it up?
Right. Did you pick up the finger? Good question.
God, no. The ambulance came after like an hour. She was in so much pain, so much blood. I can't even think about it.
Ah!
Did they reattach it?
They were not able to reattach it because it took so long. Yeah, but it was so gross. Like, I can't even... just thinking about it is bringing back bad memories.
Wow.
It's making me skeep.
That's wild.
Now she only has four fingers on that hand.
That's okay. She's got a thumb, too. That's what you need, the opposable thumb, right? Better for hand-holding, right?
Yeah.
If you're the boyfriend, easier. Right? They're easy to get down and clean in the inside of a blender.
Yeah.
You're now the cup washer for the family.
Good.
From now on, you get the sponge all the way to the bottom. It's no problem for you. For me, it's a big problem.
Maria, gruesome injury. What was the most blood you ever saw?
You know, it's so silly. My dad, like, hit his foot on something, I think, like, the dishwasher, and then it just started, like, squirting blood, and we thought he got a knife hit him, but when we cleaned it all up, it was just like the size of a pinprick, but it just blood was everywhere, and it was just the craziest thing. We laugh about it today.
That worries me when I get a little bit older, Anna. Mm-hmm. Right, old guy skin gets a little thinner.
Oh yeah,
blood gets a little thinner, runs a little quicker.
You brush up against the wall, forget it.
if nobody's there to save me, that's why you got to have Life Alert, man. You got to have something like that. I got to be able to do a one touch thing. Somebody come bail me out. Certain spots on the body do bleed more than others.
Absolutely.
Right? So the head bleeds a lot.
Yeah.
I know that. But of course, when you've got a head injury, you don't want to hear that.
Yep.
When you see all the blood from your head injury, you think that like you're dead.
Done.
Your face is maimed. You're never going to be the same. Later on, you find it's less than a quarter of an inch. You go to the hospital, they're like, we can't stitch that. It's too small. But you think that you're dying. But there's other spots on the body. They bleed a lot too. Yeah.
Let me Google it. Side of the neck.
Oh, no, not a neck shot. Oh.
Self-extracted tooth? I mean, you shouldn't be... No,
right.
You should not be doing that.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, expect that to bleed.
1-800-330-9999. Most amount of blood you ever saw. What happened? It's gruesome today, I think. What was the most amount of blood you ever saw? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Mike?
It was my son. He had to be 12 years old. Him and his friends decided to make this huge ramp to jump the snow. And he flew into a tree, and he went face first. His face looked like Rocky Balboa. He fractured his jaw, had to get his teeth checked out. When I tell you, I would try to keep myself from crying when I saw him, but there was blood everywhere.
Yeah.
But everything turned out okay, no permanent damage, but it was so scary to see that. Oh, my God.
Anytime you put my kids decided to make a ramp, you know it's never going to end well.
Right.
Never.
And we always make ramps.
And I looked at it. I go, what were you guys thinking? It's aimed right for a tree.
Marcy, what happened? Most amount of blood you ever saw?
When I was a kid, my family, we used to go skiing every year on February break, and I fell during lessons, and the ski clapped me in the back of the head, blood everywhere. And it was fresh powder. The instructor wouldn't take me down the mountain, so my cousin... pulled me down the mountain, and I ended up with about 10 staples in the back of my head.
Oh, my gosh. And that is a long trail of blood all the way down the mountain.
Just
I mean,
being
it looks
dragged.
Looks like somebody got killed.
Oh.
Pretty much, yeah. That's exactly what happened. There was a huge trail of blood down the mountain. I still had the hat with the blood stain on it.
Oh.
Get rid of it. Get rid of that hat.
It's memento. She survived it. Scars tell us where we've been. That's great.
Hey, Melissa. Most blood you ever saw. What happened?
My sister and I were little kids. We were out playing in a field. It was us and our cousins, and she must have been 9 or 10 years old, and she was barefoot and stepped on a big piece of broken bottle of glass, and it got into our foot, and I went and pulled it out, and it started gushing like blood, and my uncle was there, came around and had to carry her home, and I just remember seeing her going up the stairs to go home before me, and it was, the blood was just dripping out of her foot. It was just so disgusting.
Nice. Nice. Free-flowing.
It was nasty.
Broken glass on the floor is the worst.
It was so terrible.
Yeah.
Like, even in your kitchen, because you always get shards of it, like, 6 weeks later, because you'd somehow left the piece out when you were sweeping.
Can't see it, right? Yeah. Can't see it. It happened to me at the beach. So then we had a big cut on your foot, and then of course you can't keep sand out of everything.
No.
So when you go to the hospital, they're like drenching it with alcohol. They're like, oh, don't worry, it's just gonna stink for me. They're spraying it in there.
Yeah.
Like a pressure washer. Terrible.
When you cut your foot on a shell at the beach too. Jesse, most blood you ever saw. What was it? Ugh.
Okay, so I was visiting New York City for New Year's Eve a few years ago, and I was waiting for the bus home, and there was this drunk guy who was standing a few feet away from me, and he could not stand up straight, right? When the bus was like just getting there, he took a step onto the bus, fell backwards, and the back of his head just looked like it exploded like a watermelon.
Oh my gosh.
That's gross.
That's disgusting.
And scary.
And what do? You call 911?
Yeah, I started freaking out. I told the bus operator to call 911. They got there pretty quickly though, and someone had a shirt, like one of the other people on the bus, like wrapped their shirt around his head. I'm glad that someone else knew what to do, because I had no idea what to do.
Well, right. Like, this is why I give nurses so much credit, because I don't know if I would be able to jump in and do that. Like, if it wasn't, like, one of my kids or my husband, yeah. I don't know I would be able to do that. Yeah.
Are you worried about exposure or something?
No,
or
I'm just so grossed out.
You're in shock?
I can't even
look. Worried you're going to hurt them more? What?
No. I'm afraid of blood. Like, when they draw blood out of my arm,
yeah.
I can't even look. I never look.
You put on your brave face and pick a spot on the wall?
I just look the other way. I don't know.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.